Are you tired of spending hours sharing and sending offers to likers? Introducing Posher VA, the web program that will save you time and increase your sales. With Posher VA, you can automatically share your closet, send offers to likers, and schedule your share times all with just a few clicks. Using code ELDUCHO, you can try Posher VA for 2 weeks for free, no credit card required. Posher VA is not just another program, it is your program. Say goodbye to manual sharing and hello to even more time in your business. Try Posher VA today using code ELDUCHO, ELDUCHO. Welcome to the Flip the Script podcast. I'm your host, Denali, and I'm a full-time reseller on eBay and Poshmark. My store and closet name is ELDUCHO, ELDUCHO, and you can find me on Instagram and YouTube as ELDUCHO Thrift. I'm very excited about this week's guest. I had the opportunity to interview a friend, and her name is Tara. You can find Tara on Instagram under the username Tara Ransom, which is just her first and last name, or you can find her on Poshmark under the username Tara's Closet, and that's T-A-R-R-A-S Closet, and all this information will be in the show notes for you. Tara is a part-time reseller living in Houston. By day, she is working her day job, and by night, she is focusing in on her multi-platform reselling business. Tara and I had a great conversation about what it looks like to go from part-time reselling to full-time reselling, to then back to part-time reselling and figuring out how this business works best for you in your life. So without further ado, let's get into the interview. Hi, Tara. Thanks for being on the podcast with me.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for having me. I am super excited.
I'm super excited to have you here. I was just telling you before we began recording that we have mutual friends and we've talked through direct messages, but we've never had like a lengthy conversation. So I'm really excited to have this conversation with you and get to know more about you. So it's my pleasure.
Same. I feel the same. I'm so excited. I'm like, we haven't really talked. So I'm looking forward to it as well.
Well, cool. Well, I guess just to jump right into it, you know, my first question for you is how and when did you first start reselling?
Okay. I first started reselling only 3 years ago.
All right. That's pretty good. Me too.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Yeah. And you're killing the game, by the way. I like it.
You too, girl.
So I started 3 years ago, and what motivated me to start, unfortunately, is I got laid off. Company that I worked for umpteenth years, and I just didn't know where to go from there, and I just was listening to a podcast. I love podcasts, by the way. And it mentioned how if you want to start your own business, you know, and you don't have the startup money, just go through your house, go through your attic, sell your things that you don't need, you know, and get that money. So I was like, that sounds good. Let me see if I can do this. And I went through my house and I sold my old things. And I was like hooked after that. I was like, oh my gosh, somebody wants my old things? I cannot believe it. So after that, I was hooked. And that's how I got started.
Okay, so 3 years ago, you said you got laid off from your job. You listen to this podcast and you hear about reselling. I'm curious, what platforms were they encouraging people to sell on? Like, was it an advertisement or was like the subject of the podcast about reselling?
The subject was not about reselling. It was about starting your own business.
Okay.
And how people would come to this guy on the podcast and say, hey, I want to start my own business, but I don't have the money. How do I, you know, move forward with it? And that was one of the recommendations that he provided, you know, sell your things to get that money up. The only thing I think he mentioned was eBay at the time.
Yeah.
Just about going around to garage sales and things of that nature.
Wait, was this Gary V?
It was.
Okay. I was going to
okay.
But it was.
Yes, that's what I figured. I was like, okay, there's only one person that tells you to go to garage sales and sell on eBay, and that's Gary Vee. So I love that. I've heard that spiel from him a million times, which is a great spiel. Okay. So when you heard that and then you started going around your house, where did you decide to start selling on first? Like, what platform did you go to start selling your items?
I started on eBay first.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, like, what did that experience look like for you? Because, I mean, I wouldn't say that eBay is, you know, or on the surface sounds like the easiest platform to start with.
Mm-hmm. I was just, just the newbie trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. I had old kitchen appliances that I wasn't using. So I started with things like that. For me, I didn't have any problems with eBay out the gate. So I just thought it was super cool to be selling my old items or mm-hmm. items that I didn't want. So I didn't see any problem with it. And then the more I got on YouTube and found out there was a reseller community, and I started watching all these videos, and I think that's how I perhaps stumbled on Poshmark. Mm-hmm. I don't know who mentioned it. And I was like, oh, okay. And I realized I had downloaded the Poshmark app like long ago, mm-hmm. but I never used it because I didn't understand what was happening. But then I started using it. So I think the summer I got laid off, then the summer I started using eBay, then later on that year I started using Poshmark, and I don't know, I liked it more, and so I started using it more once I figured out how or what I'm supposed to do with it. So I was like, okay, let me start loading more things here, and I don't know, it's just I don't want to say started taking off, but you know, things started selling.
Yeah. Well, so. I'm highly impressed that, I mean, okay, so eBay was your first platform that you went to, but then the first, you know, the items you were selling on there initially were appliances. Like, that's, again, you kind of went with like a difficult thing, because appliances are not the most fun to probably ship. Mm-hmm. I mean, depending on, I guess, maybe like a waffle press wouldn't be so bad. But I mean, what were you selling on there? Was it like Cuisinarts or mixers? Yeah. Or?
Yep. It was just small things like that I had. I probably shouldn't say this, but things I got as wedding gifts that I never.
Oh, my God. I've totally sold wedding gifts, too.
So I was like, okay, I'm not. It was a coffee maker, things like that. I remember it was perfume. It was, I can't even think of what I started selling on eBay, but things like that. You know, the K-cup holders,
yeah.
Things like that. Yeah.
Okay. So when you first started selling, I'm curious, did you, you know, on eBay, because you have those options to do like auction or buy it now. Like, what did you, mm-hmm. what were you doing? Do you remember?
I just stuck to the buy it now.
How did you know? Let me see. How did you know how to do your pricing? Because again, these are just things like when you're new, generally you don't know these things, you know?
Oh my gosh. And I did it. That's what I was about to tell you. I did it. I just thought to myself, well, hey, this is how much I'll take right. for it. Or I was so new, like basically whatever they offered me, I was like, oh, okay, they're going to give me this. Okay, I'll take it. So I mean, at the time, whatever they gave me for it, I'm sure I probably just took right. it. Okay, that sounds yeah. good. Because I didn't know any better. I didn't know anything about comps. I didn't know how to do any yeah. of that. I just posted it and hoped for the best.
Yeah. Well, you make money, it sounds like. I'm just like, yeah, I'm very impressed that you were shipping off appliances as you first started out. Because truly, I mean, like, I feel like if you do that, you're just set up for success forever. Cause like now you know how to ship difficult things, right? Like that's the thing that everybody's yeah. scared about, is shipping oddly shaped, heavy items. Okay. So then you said you had downloaded Poshmark on your phone. It was there, but you didn't know how it worked. I feel that. I think I did that also. you discovered that there was this reselling community online. Is that where you started to see that people were selling clothing?
Yes. and all kinds mm-hmm. of things. And I was just, I don't know, shook mm-hmm. a little bit. I'm like, oh, you're so good. You know, and I guess what really excited me was intimates, you know, like yeah. lingerie and such. I was like, oh, people buy that. So yeah, but that's where I discovered people selling tons of things.
So
yeah.
when you saw that people were selling clothing, did you do kind of the same sort of thing? Did you go through your house looking for items to resell?
Yes, the first thing I did was, hey, I unfortunately had just got laid off, so I took all those career clothes and put all those career mm-hmm. clothes, and people were buying it. I was like, oh, okay, they want these career clothes, you know? So, yep, that was the first thing I did. And once I sold everything that I wanted to out of my closet, look, I tried to go to my husband's closet. Hey, what do you want? You want this stuff? Can I sell it? but then after that, then I tried to do the garage sale thing. So I did that. And then I heard a mention of thrifting. Mm-hmm. So I have thrifted in the past for fun for myself, but never for, you know, to mm-hmm. resell. So I had to go through, you know, learning how to do that. And that was so difficult and stressful.
Yeah. That,
for me. In the
yeah.
beginning.
That was going to be my next question is like, what did that process look like for you when you first started thrifting? Because, you know, what was your familiarity, if I said that right, with brands and kind of knowing what to pick up? Or did you have any, or did you have none?
I had none. I was flying by the seat of my pants. Whatever I thought was cute, I would pick it up. I didn't realize that's not how it works sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can do that, get away with that. But for the most part, if you want to sell, you got to know these brands. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I was struggling with. So I would be in a thrift store for hours looking at this. Okay, stop. Let me look at this one. Okay, pull something else. Okay, let me look this up. Nope, that's not good. So that was so frustrating for me at the beginning versus now where I can just go through a rack and be like, okay, yep, this, you know, and pull it straight into my mm-hmm. basket. So, yep. So in the beginning, I was flying by the seat of my pants.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, I've asked people this question on the podcast before, so of course I have to indulge myself and ask you as well, but is there a brand that sticks out in your mind that maybe you passed up one or two or many times because you weren't familiar with it? Like in the beginning, like maybe, I guess what I'm saying is, was there a valuable item that you passed up many times because you weren't familiar with it? Like for me, I'll give you an example. The one I always bring up on the podcast is that I didn't know what Johnny was. And I remember I used to pass it all the time thinking like, what a stupid name for a brand.
Yeah. Yeah. gosh, I cannot think of from the beginning, but I'm going to tell you now things like, I've never heard of Rails.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I don't want you to laugh at me. I've never heard of Madewell before until now. Until I started reselling.
Oh, no. Tara, I didn't know of any of this stuff either. I'm a Target fashionista, but.
Yeah. Exactly. I
mean, and it doesn't have to be new Target either. I love thrifted Target too, so.
Oh, yes.
Same. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Well, okay. So you started going into thrift stores to find items to resell. Now, I'm curious because you had said that, you know, 3 years ago you got laid off from your job. So mm-hmm. are you a full-time reseller or are you a part-time reseller currently?
Currently?
Well, yeah.
Currently, okay. I guess, can I go back a little bit? Okay, so laid off, getting unemployment, severance, or what have you. So I guess kind of throwing myself into it, but I was still looking for work because I didn't know that you could be a full-time reseller mm-hmm. at the time. I didn't know anything about that. So that was just extra money to help me stay, you know, above, you know, to pay for, you know, home and everything. So I eventually did go back and get a job. And so I kept this part time, but then I don't know, I felt like the money was good with reselling. So I was like, okay, can I do this full time? Everybody's doing this full time. Can I do it? So I tried to do maybe a couple of years later or a year or so later, full time. I felt like I just kept comparing it to the money I was making at my day job, and it wasn't coming through for me. So it made me nervous. So I said all that to say, now I'm back to part-time. So I do have day work, but I'm back to part-time, but I'm still trying to figure out how to, you know, make it my full-time gig, because I just want my time to be my time. Right. And not only that, I really enjoy reselling.
Yeah. Well, and do you say that because, okay, those that feels like two, maybe, or I'm interpreting as two different statements, because you said you want your time to be your time, but you also enjoy reselling. When I hear that, like wanting your time as your time, well, thinking of my own full-time reselling career, there's not a lot of my time, right? Like there's a lot of working and throwing yourself into the business, right? Because obviously the more you work, the more potential you have to earn, right? Did you feel like when you were reselling full time, were you not having as much maybe work-life balance? Or was it just more about not feeling like you were getting the income that you needed?
I feel like then it was more about not getting the income that I needed. And I was just too stressed out about it. It was just stressing me out and making me uncomfortable. Because I'm used to the stability. I know you can be laid off anytime, but I was just used to having that stability and knowing exactly what I'm going to bring in. And so with reselling, when that varied, that made me kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, that feeling never goes away.
And I understand what you're saying about the freedom and throwing yourself into the business, because I'm not gonna lie, since we've been in quarantine, I have been working day and night on this business. I don't know how to separate it sometimes. Even when I just went on vacation, I was totally worried about it, and I was mad at myself for that, because when I'm on vacation, I want to be on vacation, and that's it.
I know. And it's hard, right? Because I think with this job, it's so easy to do it anywhere, right? Like you were in Mexico, right? Yeah. Yes. Like, I mean, you can be in Mexico and have Wi-Fi, really great Wi-Fi, and do a lot of parts of this job. And it's tough because you want to sell items. Like if people want to buy stuff from you, you're going to respond to it. But at the same time, you're like, am I enjoying this moment on the beach?
Right.
Yeah, I get that. Right. It's hard. I'm like, I always tell people, I'm like, don't come to me for work-life balance. I know nothing about it.
Yeah.
But you do get that, right? Another full-time job, right? Where you're getting like regular salary, all that sort of stuff. You do get those things, right? You're off at 5 o'clock in theory, right? And you have weekends off. Right. Yeah.
Yep. Where I don't have to worry about it until Monday.
I know, exactly. Not the same with research.
And just to go back to your question when you mentioned about the freedom part. I guess when I say freedom, I guess what I'm saying is I don't have to ask anybody, hey, can I have off? You know, I do what I want is what I'm saying. But like you said, is it freedom? Because we kind of throw ourselves into it. And it's crazy because I throw myself into it, but I like it. So it's weird. I don't know how to explain it.
No, I get what you're saying too. And I also wondered if that's what you meant, just about the freedom to kind of come and go as you please, right? You know, you're the boss. If you want to work a lot today, you work a lot. And if you don't want to work a lot today, you don't work a lot. You know, you don't have to worry about being back from your lunch in X amount of minutes, right? You could take the world's longest lunch. You might not make as much money that day, but you control your schedule. So I mean, kind of just like you said, there's just pluses and minuses to both, is just the truth of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, we talked about eBay and Poshmark, you know, now present day, what platforms do you sell on currently?
eBay and Poshmark. Well, I've added Macari. I just don't give Macari as much
Yeah.
love. I say that, but we made a sale tonight, so it's just weird. But so eBay and Poshmark, I hate to, I hope I can say this. They're my
Yeah.
babies, right now. And then Macari is my backup, and then Facebook. I don't know if I told you that I have a Facebook group that I sell on as well.
So
So
I kind of think, because I'm not on Facebook that often, but I'm pretty sure I joined your Facebook group, but don't quote me on that. So can you talk about it? Can you talk about what the Facebook group is?
So it's called Reseller Shopping Network. I don't know. I was laying in bed and I was like, I don't watching HSN, and I was like, why can't we do that for
Yeah.
resellers? And so we've been doing, we put a group together and we've been having guest sellers on, and yeah, it's just a like a live sale that we do the first and third weekend of the month, and we just pop up and sell things that's probably been sitting on, Poshmark or eBay for a minute, and sell it on Facebook. They love
So how does
it.
can you explain like how it works? Like if somebody was going to be on one of those, I think you said first or third weekends, right? The pop-ups. Like how does it work? Is there one person just like for the whole thing, or is it multiple people selling? And are they offering special pricing? I guess give me the lowdown.
Oh, sure. So when we have a guest seller. Usually it's three of us on at a time. We go live via Zoom, and we go live like Friday through Sunday. So Friday night, then Saturday we go twice, the morning and the evening, and then Sunday we go one night. We have themes where it may be, I don't know, prints or fall or a shoe day. We have it where it's okay, today is going to be $25 day, today is going to be $40 day. We offer everything with free shipping. And yeah, we try to keep everything under $50. We try to make it very affordable. In the beginning, we were creating PayPal links because PayPal has a
Yeah.
social feature, and so we use that social feature. So when we go live, we have a moderator who posts while we're displaying our item. They'll post the link in the comments. So if any guests or any watcher sees an item that they would like, they would just click the link to check out, and that's it. And then we ship within 2 business days once the sale
Oh,
ends.
that's great.
And that's it.
This you got a whole
Yeah.
process here. This sounds like a new platform people should join.
Yeah,
So,
yeah.
are the people who are in this group on Facebook, are they all resellers or are non-resellers invited to be a part of it? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, so the aim was to get non-resellers. We just wanted
Right.
customers. But we do, like I said, we have guest resellers that come through.
Gotcha.
So it, yeah, we just let people know. Well, initially we just started DMing people. Hey, would you like to be a guest seller? Let us know, or what have you. And now we're just trying to do it differently. We put a poll out there to say, hey, if you want to be a guest seller, fill out this application, let us know, and then we'll have you on. So yeah, so it's a
Okay.
mix. It's a
And
mix.
then how, if people who are listening to this podcast episode want to join, how should they search it on Facebook?
It's called Reseller Shopping Network.
Okay, cool. All
Yeah.
right.
And we have a public page and a group. So on the public page we do our lives, but in the group we have albums where we have additional items that you can find as
Okay, so
well.
should
And we just
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, we just kind of, I would recommend that they join the group because, as a customer, because we have, more items available for
Gotcha.
purchase.
That was going to be my next question, is which one should they join? Okay, well, cool. Yeah, everybody should go check that out. I'm like, I swear, Tara, I'm 99.99% sure I'm in the
Okay.
group. But then there's the little part of me that's like, Denali, you're never on Facebook. Did you join? I swear, maybe Facebook, you know how it's like everything from like the 90s and early 2000s is coming back? Maybe there's going to be a resurgence with Facebook, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm like you. I'm like you. I only hop on Facebook when it's time to do the
Right.
live sale.
I know it's weird how it's shifted as a platform to become like more of just a place for groups and for marketplace sales, you know, and less for the social aspect. It's interesting. But on that note, I guess I should ask you, do you ever or have you ever sold on the Facebook Marketplace feature?
Oh my gosh, it's funny you asked that because I just posted a couple of things this week to test it out. So no, I have
Okay.
not.
Well, best of luck with
We
those.
snap. Okay.
I mean, I hope they sell. I mean, I've sold stuff on there. It just depends. I've never sold like clothing or anything, but I've heard people do have success with clothing. I don't know if that's what you posted. I usually post like large items that I don't want to ship. So,
Oh,
you know, like
gotcha.
a
Okay.
lamp, like an old lamp in my house, or like a vacuum. You know what I
Um,
mean? Like those sort of things, like garage
gotcha.
sale type
Okay.
items.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
I may have to do
I have a
this.
lot of luck with just doing porch pickup. I don't know what your intention was, but like I don't go and meet with people because people flake all the time. So I tell them to
Well,
come to my house.
I'm okay. See, I was scared to do that for whatever
Yeah.
reason, but so I tried the shipping
Oh, yeah, no,
feature.
that's yeah,
They
that's an
have
option
shipping.
too. And actually, I mean, it may be targeted, but they have offered a lot of like shipping discounts, or Facebook will send you like, we'll pay the cost of your shipping. So keep an eye out for that stuff. So, or anybody who's listening for that matter. Okay. So you've got eBay, Poshmark, Mercari, Reseller Shopping Network on Facebook, which everyone should join. You know, out of all of those platforms, I guess what would you say is like your main or your preferred or your main? All of the above.
Oh, Poshmark is my love.
I'm curious, why Poshmark? I mean, I can guess, but why Poshmark?
I just feel like I have more success
Yeah.
there. I get most of my sales come from Poshmark. Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a good reason. I mean, it's super easy too. That's why I love Poshmark.
That's
And
another
are
thing.
you cross-listing everything that you put on eBay, Poshmark? I mean, probably not Mercari because it sounds like you're just kind of doing a little more flirting there. But like eBay and
Yeah.
Poshmark, do you cross-list everything?
Yes, ma'am. So I just start off on Poshmark because it's the easiest, like you
Yeah.
said, and then I cross list to eBay. And then when I'm in the mood, I cross list to Mercari.
Okay, so you know, I think that a lot of times, you know, I've heard from people that, you know, who are working other full-time jobs and are reselling, quote unquote, part-time, whatever that means, right? Because part-time can mean a lot of different hours. But you know, it's like, how do you manage it all? And so I guess that's maybe a question I have for you, which I didn't prep you with, but how do you manage your time? Like, how are you finding time to work your regular job and, you know, source, photograph, inventory, cross list, ship? How do you juggle it all?
Oh my gosh. That's the hard part. Because I'm working on this all day. But I try to, for my shipping, I can answer that one. That one's the easy one. I try to stick to Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays for that. For my sourcing lately during quarantine, I've been sourcing
Oh,
online.
nice.
So
Yeah.
and wholesale. So it's been coming to the house. I haven't had to go out.
Yeah.
And as far as the pictures and the listings, I'm not gonna lie to you. As soon as I get off from work, I'm working on this to the wee hours in the morning. I know that's sad, but that's basically what I
Yeah.
do. As soon as I get off, I probably work out, eat, start photographing, start listing, and I probably do that till midnight or
No,
so.
I mean, that's a very real answer, you know. I think that that's the case for a lot of people who are working full-time jobs and doing reselling for extra income. I mean, this isn't like a passive side income. This is a very active, you know, income where you have to be doing all of this work. So Don't worry, Tara, you're in good company. So on that note of, you know, working into the wee hours, can you tell me about your workspace? You know, do you have a room or a space in your home dedicated to your inventory, or how does it work?
Guess what I had to do? I'm in a 3-bedroom home, and I had to turn one of the guest rooms. Look, nobody really comes to visit. So I turned one of the bedrooms into my reselling room. I recently bought some shelving from Home Depot. That's holding all of my inventory indoors for now. I can hold everything, but I feel like it's going to transition. I'm going to have to do something else eventually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, one of the bedrooms in the home. What was the point of that question?
I mean, you answered it, like kind of what it looks like. So you work on a bin system. Do you like, are you bagging up items individually, or is it just like, this item is in bin B? Like, how does your storage system work, or your inventory system work?
Oh my gosh, it's chaotic. but yes, I do bag every clothing item individually, and I do number them, and I put that in my inventory system in Airtable. I'm addicted to Airtable. I put everything in Airtable. But so that's how I find my items. For my shoes, I did start off numbering them. And then I kind of got lost in the sauce because I ordered a lot. So now it's like career heels here, boots here, wedges here, things of that nature. Because the thing that I sell the most is shoes. So that's what I have a lot of.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. You're one of those shoe people, huh? There's a lot of money. Yes, there's a lot of money in shoes.
Yes.
So, you know, you mentioned that since quarantine, you've been ordering items online, like sourcing online or getting wholesale. I guess, like, what is this? I don't want you to like give away all your secrets or anything like that, but what does your process look like for sourcing online, or, you know, not going into stores? Or like, how did you start, you know, how did you get into doing that? I mean, I know you were probably forced to do it, to get into it at some point, because thrift stores maybe shut down.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I would say kind of forced into it, because before, when I, you know, saw, you know, the idea of purchasing from wholesale, I'm like, oh, I don't have the money for that. I won't be able to do that. But then once quarantine started, I was like, okay, let me jump into it. Let me just try it and see how it is. And yeah, that's how it started. I started with a friend who kind of split it with me. And then I was like, I think it's better for me to just do it by myself. And so, yeah, there's just a few sites that I've collected out in the wild that, you know, I've heard of others using. And I just tried it for myself. And that's how I jumped into purchasing wholesale.
So now that, you know, stores started to open back up in a lot of the areas that we all live in, you know, are you going back out to stores, or do you feel like your business model has shifted and you like what you're doing more now?
I would really prefer to do wholesale more often, but I still have that I hope I can say that itch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's that's nice. That itch to go out into the thrifting world. Cause I like the sound of the rack, the hangers going, you know, click clacking. So I need that in my life.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So, and then just, I don't know. Lately with the wholesale sites, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of declined with what they have been offering lately. So I have to go back into the thrift stores and source there.
And when you're doing regular thrifting, or prior to quarantine and everything like that, you know, were like tell me about your thrifts in your area. Were you like a regular thrift store shopper? Were you a Goodwill outlet shopper? You know, were you buy sell trade stores? How did it work for you?
Just a regular thrifter. I have my regulars that I love and go to, especially if I, you know, this one in particular, you have to spend so much during the week to get a 50% off coupon on a Sunday. So I'm a regular at that one. And I wasn't, I used to travel. Oh my gosh. I used to travel to Austin once a month. When I was doing this full time to do the bins, because at the time in Houston, we didn't have bins. So now they're popping up all over Houston. So now I think we have three on the north side. And guess what? They just opened up one by my house. So yeah, now I am a bin thrifter.
Wait, how close did you say? Like 5 minutes?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I would be there like every day.
Every day. And I was there every day.
So have you been back to the bins since maybe, I don't know if they ever even closed. Did they close in your area during?
Actually they opened during quarantine.
Oh, well there you go.
So I was going during quarantine and it was just so crazy. They had us, we can only go in for an hour or so, and then they make us stand outside while they switch out bins. Yeah. So that was frustrating. Whereas before, you know, they switch out bins while you're in there. So, but I guess I understand the changes with quarantine and whatnot. Yeah. So yeah, they're still open. I haven't been in a while because I just love this other thrift that I go to the most. They have more to offer. They offer more.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, speaking of like getting inventory and that, you know, being just a little bit of a shift in your business this past year, you know, I'm curious what challenges you feel like you face in your business right now.
Oh my gosh. What challenges? Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I wish I was prepared.
No, that's
for this
okay.
question.
I mean, you know, it's been an interesting year. I mean, I think that there's challenges. Like if I had asked you this question in January, right, your answer probably would have been very different than it possibly could be today. Like, I don't know, you know, obviously sourcing can be one, or time management or lack of time management or organization. I don't know. I'm thinking of all my weaknesses right now, all my challenges. Yeah, do you have growth challenges? You know? Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you're touching on all the challenges that I have. I just didn't know what to throw out there because there's so many.
I feel you. I was naming all mine.
So yeah, that's just one of the things that I'm glad you said that. Growth is one of the things that I have been struggling with. So,
and do you feel like you're, you know, wanting to grow, but like what's stunting you, I guess?
That's the part I can't figure out.
Yeah.
It just, I feel like my ability to list regularly, you know, and sticking with, because I set these goals every month, and the first, you know, the first few weeks start out great and then just somewhere I fall off. So I just wish I can stick with my daily task. And I feel like if I can do that, then I can grow more than where I am.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope that makes sense. I hope I
No. That makes a lot of sense, right? Because, you know, you reach a point where you can only do so much of the workload that you can do yourself, right? Like, so sometimes for some people that means hiring somebody else on, you know what I mean? Outsourcing some of the work if you can, or streamlining a process. Mm. I don't know if there's something that can be cut out. Again, I'm just thinking of myself and my business again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess, you know, shifting a little bit then, you know, where do you see the future of your business going? I mean, I know that you mentioned when we were initially talking or in the beginning about, you know, you've thought again about going full time, but that's not what you're doing right now. I mean, is that a goal for you in the future again?
It is a goal for me. I just feel like if I'm not really there, it is a goal for me. I'm just not there yet. So I just want to figure out my process, and how to continuously make, see the money that I'm, make the money that I have in my head or whatever, in order to do that. And I just haven't reached that goal yet. So that's what's kind of holding me back. And I haven't figured out how to do that. I have an idea, I just haven't done it yet. So
Do you ever think about like expanding your business in other ways? Like, have you ever thought about like, not that you necessarily have the time for it, maybe, but like, new platforms or expanding beyond, I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing the majority of what you sell right now is clothing, like expanding beyond clothing.
Yeah. So I've thought about expanding beyond clothing, but like, I guess I haven't figured out like what. And then when I do think about that, okay, I think, where are you gonna hold these items? And then platforms. It's a struggle to do both Poshmark and eBay. So I just didn't know if I wanted to add another platform. But it's funny that you say that because I have been encouraged to open my own store. So I'm kind of working on that. So yeah,
I mean, with
that's.
your reseller shopping network, I mean, I could see how that could tie in, right? Having your own stuff up on your site if you had your own store.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Amazon? Have you ever thought about Amazon?
Oh my gosh. I have thought about Amazon. That is funny you bring that up. I forgot all about Amazon. That was my first start. I said eBay was my first start. It was not. Amazon was. Oh my gosh. I guess I'll try to block it out of my mind because it was just so bad.
Wait, can you tell? Can you tell why was it so bad?
I try to do what is it called when you try to put your own product,
Oh,
create your
private label.
private label. I try to do private label. I ordered pet gloves. 600 of these pet gloves are sitting in my garage as we
Oh
speak.
no.
Amazon was just a struggle for me. I kept having to fight for my listing and things like that. So I'm like, and then somebody would take my pictures and I saw all of my product on eBay. I'm like, oh my God, they stole my pictures and everything and they're selling it on eBay. It was just horrible. Because again, I'm a newbie and I didn't know what I was doing. So I was just like, to heck with Amazon. I'm not messing with you anymore. But I just hear so many people having so much success with Amazon. So I feel like I might need to give it another try, but not private
I
label.
mean, again, Tara, I'm like so impressed that like the first thing you did on Amazon was private label, because again, that is like what I'm just relating it back to you selling appliances on eBay. I'm like, wow, you went for like the hard stuff first.
Not knowing any better. It wasn't intentional. I just didn't know.
I like that though. Like, I mean, you just went for, you were like, okay, let's do this. So you never did like the part of Amazon, like the FBA, where you like go and scan things in the store and send it in.
Have not.
Gotcha.
So maybe that's something that I can
Yeah, I mean,
try.
that'd be the easy part. If you're looking for something easier to do, I mean, I say easy, but I'm sure it's not easy, but in theory, it sounds easy.
Yeah.
But it's about finding the right items. And then I think part of it is being like ungated, they say. Like you have to be able to sell those items. So that's the other challenge too.
Got
So, all right. Well, I'm glad we brought up Amazon.
you. I forgot all about
Try to block it from your brain. I like it. Okay. Well,
that.
thinking back on your journey these past 3 years in reselling, I'm curious what advice you would give yourself when you were first starting out.
Oh my gosh, the advice I would give myself is to focus on my own business and don't watch what everybody else is doing. Because for me personally, it brings me down. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'm over here working hard. Why am I not getting what she's getting or he's mm-hmm. getting, you know? So just put my head down and focus on my own work.
Yeah. Yep. I feel that. I mean, it's, you know, that's the double-edged sword of like social media, is that you go on there looking for, you know, to relate to others or see what other people are doing. And then in the same breath, it's tough because you see, you know, somebody found something really cool or they sold something for a lot of money, and it's hard not to feel affected by it. Right. Cause we take it personally. Yeah. Like why didn't I get that sale? Or why didn't I find that thing? Not even taking into account sometimes that I'm like, they live 7 states away from you, Denali. There's no way you could have found that item.
Right.
It kind of just doesn't matter, you know? And so it kind of works against us in that way. But that's a great piece of advice. I like it. Yeah. I've heard that one a few times in the podcast. Resellers listen to this one. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tara. This has been such a fun interview. I feel like I've gotten to learn so much more about you, and you know, I'm excited to see where this next year will bring you as your business continues to grow, and everybody should go join the Reseller Shopping Network on Facebook. So thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I was, it was good speaking to you as well.
Yes. Okay. I'll talk with you soon, my friend. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
I know firsthand how exhausting it can be to manage all the tasks in my reselling business, like listing, bookkeeping, and more, but I've found a solution that has given me back my time and allowed me to grow my business, hiring a virtual assistant. And now I want to share that solution with you. That's why I've created an online course called Hiring a Virtual Assistant for Your Reselling Business. With this course, you'll learn everything you need to know to find, train, and manage a virtual assistant like a pro. And because I want to make this course accessible to everyone, I'm offering a special coupon code, FLIPTHESCRIPT, that gives you $10 off at checkout. Don't miss out on this opportunity to take your reselling business to the next level. Sign up now at hiringava.com and let's enjoy the freedom and fun of growing our businesses together. Again, you can sign up at hiringava.com. Thank you again to Tara for being on this week's episode of the podcast. I had such a fun conversation getting to know you a little bit better and learn more about your business. Again, everyone should check out the Reseller Shopping Network, and this can be found on Facebook, and I'll also link it in the show notes for you. You can find Tara on Instagram under the username Tara Ransom, and then on Poshmark under the username Tara's Closet. Well, here we are. We're in the second week of November. It's so crazy to say that 2020 is almost at a close. I can't even with uttering that statement. I hope this month is fruitful for you. I hope that sourcing is going well. You're finding lots of great items. I've been a busy bee and not sure what Thanksgiving's going to look like this year, but I'm excited to maybe have a couple of days off in the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, keep on listing and keep on selling.